Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
Watford boss Slaven Bilic says they were well worth their 3-2 victory over West Brom. The result moved them back into the playoff places as they seek an immediate return to the Premier League. Bilic tells Sky Sports News they had to react to changes made by their opponents at the start of the second half.
They changed the shape a little bit, so we reacted to that by putting another man in the midfield and conceded two goals, sloppy ones, you know, but we showed the character, we showed the quality, and I think we totally deserve to win the game.
Sloppy's an understatement.
You won, though.
We did win, but sloppy goals.
Yeah,
sloppy.
We will definitely be talking about the football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good game.
A win's a win.
I like Slaven Bilic. He's good.
Well,
all the West Ham fans will know him.
It's been a wee while since I reported on Watford, so I did have to Google who this week's manager was.
Weather.
A dry and mild but very overcast afternoon continues with temperatures on your Big Drive Home reaching 12 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
So, Gareth Southgate. Who's playing Gareth Southgate?
Joseph Fiennes.
Fiennes.
Yep.
Who would play you in a movie about Stevie the newsreader?
Robbie Williams.
Why?
Brilliant, brilliant. No, not Robbie Williams.
I don't know. But when I was a teenager, I used to get confused for a guy who was on EastEnders who played Nick Cotton's son. So yeah. whatever his name is.
Yes, you could.
Yep.
Would he work?
I got chased round a shopping centre once. They thought I was that guy off EastEnders.
Really? It would work. He was a shifty-looking character as well. He really was.
Who would play you?
Who would play me?
Robbie Williams.
No, that doesn't work. I generally don't know.
No, it's got to be an actor.
Who would play me?
Who would play you?
I don't know. Gervais.
Yeah.
I love that.
Who would play Tom?
And Gareth.
Anyone that's...
Producer Tom would be Gareth.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Crook plays Tom. Without a doubt.
Who's Mackenzie Crook?
Gareth from The Office.
Oh, yes, yeah. I don't know.
That would work perfect.
Yeah,
that'd
be good.
I think we'll have suggestions. Who would play Scott in a movie? I think somebody like Colin Farrell.
Oh, I'd tell you
what.
I'll take that.
Yeah, that would work. I think.
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
We play the hits. We play the hits.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Right, just gone 3 o'clock, Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Hope you're doing okay. Let's get the tunes on. Miley Cyrus and Flowers.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
Brit winners and embarking on a huge UK tour, 1975, I'm in love with you. Big Drive Home, hello, it's Chris and Scott. It's Tuesday. Feels like a Thursday.
If it was Thursday, it'd be my last day of the week.
Yeah, no, it's not, though.
It's not, no.
I think it's because I went to the football last night. It really throws me, because that's normally a Saturday thing.
So you now feel like you're coming in to work on a
Sunday? Yeah, well, normally a midweek game on a championship is normally a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that's why I think today's Thursday. It took forever to get out of Watford last night. It was hideous.
It would have been so busy because people wouldn't have left until
I parked in the wrong car park because we got there a little bit late because the M25 was busy after I left here. And we normally park in a place that's sort of around the back and it's hidden and you can park there and it's easy to get out. Nothing there. So I ended up parking literally in a multi-story car park in Vicarage Road. So we were on floor 5 and it was one of those spirally ones.
Yeah.
I sat at the top of there for about an hour.
That's annoying.
And then some West Brom fans that were also parked up there parked their car again, and now the car park was empty. Got our football out.
They didn't.
Yeah, so me and Harry and Sam got out of our car. We had a little kick about in a multi-story car park in Watford till about 11:15.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I said one of them had skills. I said, you should have played. You would have done better if you'd played. He was really good. One thing I heard on the radio last night as I was driving home on a different station because I couldn't get Radio Essex. I was listening to Radio Watford.
You should have used the app. You would have.
I didn't. I listened to something else. And I heard this story about this thing that happened in Miami. And there was a load of art lovers in Miami. You know, they're really into their art, looking at expensive pieces, going, oh, look at that. Oh, that's amazing. One of the collectors accidentally knocked one of them.
Oh, please, no.
It's just £34,500 of sculpture. It was by US pop artist Jeff Koons. And he knocked it to the ground.
Oh, no. Well, smashed it into smithereens.
Yeah, she had tapped it with a finger just to show people it was real. It's like, oh, look. And just little tiny, like that, and it just went.
Oh no!
First bit, actually, I've got the sound effect there.
That's right.
Pretty much what happened. She just went. And it just broke.
She had to pay for it.
So at first people wondered if it was part of the performance.
Nope.
She's going, yeah, let's go with that. Yeah, no, this is all part of the whole art. This is art.
This is That's not what, even the real one.
It's worth more now because of this performance. It's now worth £80,000. It wasn't part of the performance. They quickly realised there'd been an accident. The statue, it was called Iconic Dog Balloons, smashed into tiny shards, had to be swept into dustpans by gallery staff. The accident happened during the exclusive VIP-only opening for Art Winwood, a contemporary art fair held annually in Miami and Florida. So, yeah, just a little...
That's really bad. I mean, you'd feel so bad, though, wouldn't you?
34. I mean, do you have to buy it? Would you have to? But no, it has to be insured.
It's got to be insured because there's no because this person arguably wouldn't be able to afford it, and it was an accident.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of things that I've not broken anything. That I mentioned the other day that I broke Essex FM once, the radio station up the road.
I remember this story. Yeah.
I broke it. Not as bad as Heart broke it. I broke it. I mean, they've probably broken
it. They continue to break it,
they're breaking it all the time. Yeah. I mean, they're literally continuously breaking it. I don't know what they're doing with it. It's broken now.
It's broken now, yeah.
I've had to, you know, play less Pink because they've...
unbroken it slightly. Yeah.
But yeah, that's broken now. But I broke it with hot chocolate, which was a different way. It's not the same way as Heart breaking it. I spilt hot chocolate into the... The buttons.
The buttons don't like hot chocolate.
No, because of the sugar and stuff, I was told. It was my first day there. I mentioned it on the radio, so I won't go into it. But it was my first day at work there. Very excited, quite young. Got in there to do the late show. John Leachy was doing the evening show. I followed him. By 10:05, we were off. I'd switched that whole thing off.
That's so bad.
That's probably quite expensive. Apparently, they had to buy a new mixer. I don't know how much they cost.
I think they're quite pricey.
Yeah, I said I'd bring one in for them, but they weren't looking for a Kenwood. They were looking for an actual radio mixer.
Yeah, proper one.
So that's probably the biggest thing I've ever broken.
Well, this isn't like that expensive, but it's very funny, right? So one of my friends, a guy called Steve, he had just got a new phone, and it was before iPhone, so it was still a really nice phone, Nokia something, and he just bought it and he had put it in a supposedly unbreakable case, and he's a builder, right?
Yeah.
So he was in the pub and he's going, can't break it. I'm telling you, you just can't break it. So obviously we're going, I bet you could. He's going, no, I'm telling you, you cannot break it. And so he was repeatedly, he's had a few drinks, and he's repeatedly chucking it at the floor, right? Yeah. And then he must have caught it right on the corner. And so it's a brand new phone, brand new case. And he just one time too many, and he hit the floor, and the whole thing just smashed into my brains. And he went, it's not meant to break. Not only did the case broke, the phone.
The phone,
also,
everything broke. Yeah, so it was, instead of the... It was more...
Yeah, it was that.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
Different noises. Tom, you haven't broken anything apart from the big drive home? Because you've broken that a few times.
You have. I think that's probably the biggest thing that I've broken.
The big drive home?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it is quite big.
Mm.
You break my heart most days, Tom.
Wow. I think we break the hearts of anyone that's celebrating a birthday on a regular basis.
You can't mention birthdays.
No, I know. And what about you, Essex? 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Anything you've broken, it could be random or it could be really expensive.
Yeah.
That would work for us. Grab us on the app as well. You know where we are. It's Radio Essex with Lizzo and Cesar with Special. Chris and Scott, big drive home for Tuesday. We're just talking about this guy. He's a US pop artist, Jeff Koons, and he had a statue that was basically smashed by somebody who was sort of showing a group of people around a VIP event, sort of touched it and went, this is you can hear the glass little tap, and then the whole thing just exploded. Andrew said you can buy one of his dogs for only $12. It's not that special on the internet. There's pictures of it.
It doesn't look that impressive, I must say.
What it looks like, you know, when you
it
go
looks
to
like a balloon dog.
Yeah, a kid's party, and the magician makes a dog out of balloons, a little poodle, with his little tail sticking out. That's what it looks like, but it's obviously made of glass.
Well, do you know what he should have done? He should have made it out of balloons.
That would have been easier, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't have broke.
This can't be £42,000.
Well,
that's. This one's 12. You can get them for £12 on eBay.
Yeah.
Somebody should let the lady know who's desperately upset that just buy one of these. Alison in Great Beddow talking about things that you've broken. When I first got my very first smart speaker for Christmas, I took it into the bathroom with me because my son said it was wireless. I accidentally dropped it straight in the water. Luckily, it wasn't plugged in.
Obviously. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good that it wasn't plugged in because it would have just died.
Yeah, batteries. Is that all right? Do batteries not cause problems in water?
I don't think she would have left it in the water.
No. Thank you, Alison. It's Coldplay and Higher Power, 3:32, big drive home for Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott, hello. Hi to Danny on Canvey. Oh, we're talking about things you've broken after this expensive piece of art that was £34,500 got knocked to the ground at a recent exhibition in Florida. Danny says, when I used to work in London, we had a really fancy printer that could, like, scan and copy. It was a proper classic one from back in the day. So
they were huge, weren't they?
Yeah, they were like a massive thing. It looked like there was somebody in there actually recreating the work. So once we were having a chat around the printer on a Monday, as usual, and I rested maybe a little bit too hard on the printer because it no longer worked after that.
Oh, so he's just literally like taken up a little bit of a
rest. Just had a little lean on the printer.
And
somebody went to print. So what's happened to printer? Are you?
Don't know. I haven't got a clue, mate. What are you talking about? What's that over there?
Yeah, it's a squirrel. and then changed the subject. Thank you, Danny. Our podcast is getting a lot of hits.
It is the Big Drive Home podcast.
Yeah, you're talking about both of them, but the one we're allowed to talk about, Big Drive Home podcast, because we've sent we've put loads up there.
Yes, yeah, I've been uploading the full shows.
Yeah.
From the past 2 weeks.
But what I can't believe, Tom, it really has impressed me, because yesterday's show,
yeah,
is already there.
Yeah,
yesterday's show was up while I was on the way to Watford.
Yeah.
By the time I'd got to like the M25, the show that I'd just done on the radio was already on a podcast.
And he's actually stopped walking out of the building with us.
Yeah, he doesn't walk out with us anymore.
No.
I thought it was because you didn't like us anymore. Are you doing extra work?
I do extra work.
He's doing podcast work.
Wow. Yeah.
So you take all the music,
you don't praise him.
I don't often praise him, but I'm going to give a little subdued clap.
I get like a round of applause.
This is a round of applause.
We're not using the proper ones. This is that. And stop.
Well done for doing your job.
Well done for doing your job, Tom, finally.
Thanks, guys.
2.5 years.
So, you take all the music out and you leave this bit, all the fun bits.
Yeah, all the great bits.
And the ads. You take the ads out?
Yes, yeah. Don't leave the ads in.
So it's ad-free?
Yeah.
News-free? Music-free?
News-free. Stevie's on it sometimes, though.
Not doing the news.
Not doing newsies.
Just gone down a little bit. But it's all right.
And you can get that from wherever you get your podcast from, and just search for the Big Drive Home podcast. I noticed, though, looking at the stats, there was like 400 or 500 downloads last night or something.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people liking it.
It's good. So, yeah, go to it. And also, if you can leave a review...
We'd love that.
Especially on iTunes, that seems to really make a difference. That would be incredible if you could do that. But if you get a chance, have a download, search for it. It's the Big Drive Home podcast, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts from. Thank you for that. Right, Ray and Escapism coming up very soon. Ed Sheeran will get on for you as well, and we'll update the latest on the roads. First, Sabrina Carpenter, his nonsense. Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits 10 to 4. He's launched a range of spicy sauces. Lots of pop stars are launching food ranges, aren't they? Lewis Capaldi with the pizzas.
Yep.
Ed Sheeran's got a range of spicy sauces, which he reckons will be as popular as tomato ketchup. Wow. Tingly Ted's are thick. So you're going to need to work on that name, aren't you?
Doesn't he call himself Teddy something on
Teddy
Instagram?
Teddy Photos.
Teddy Photos,
yeah. So he's gone with Ted, didn't he? Right, okay.
Tingly Ted's are thick sauces named after his childhood nickname. He's been working on the recipe secretly for 2 years, which would explain sometimes the lack of music. You know, when he disappears, he's in the kitchen knocking up sauces.
Yeah.
Try a bit of this, try a bit of that. And he's been trying to make the perfect sauce to put on fries, nuggets, falafels, fried chicken. He added that he carries a bottle of sauce in his suitcase wherever he travels. The sauce comes in two flavours, tingly, which is a kind of medium hot sauce, and extra tingly. Anyone want to take a guess? That's right, a hotter version of tingly, which is described as for anyone who wants to take the heat up to the next level.
So, I mean, I'm just, I haven't tried them.
No.
Do you reckon he might have got his ideas roughly somewhere to do with Nando's?
It sounds like a Nando's-y type sauce.
Yeah.
He's set to roll out the range of mayonnaises, marinades and seasonings over the coming weeks.
That...
I mean, everyone wants music, though, don't they? Everyone's like, Ed, when's your next tour? Ed, drop another album. He's like, new mayonnaise coming out next week. not interested in mayonnaise. Yeah. I'm looking for a new album.
Oh, no. It's not just any normal mayonnaise. This is extra hot.
So they are set to do that. Has anyone had any of Lewis Capaldi's pizza? Because I've heard it's... I know somebody had one. Apparently, it's quite nice. But they thought it was the... What's the American company... pizzas, deep pan. Yeah, somebody said it tasted very similar to that, so I'm wondering if it's just reboxed.
It's got to be
his own.
Yeah.
But it'll be pizza base and toppings.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's the thing though, if you've got a big enough name like Lewis Capaldi or like Ed Sheeran, or anyone, you know, like Harry Styles, and you know, now he's got like his own perfume brand or his own, you know, all this stuff.
But what will happen? I mean, will they start to go, Harry Styles has got his own mincemeat coming out? I mean, where's the end game?
I don't know.
Sunday brunch will become basically top of the pops. Ladies and gentlemen, Lewis Capaldi! And you'll be waiting for him to go, he just brings out a chicken.
He brings out one of his pizzas and sits there and eats it and goes, yeah. It's lovely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lewis Capaldi! It's good.
I mean, it's got a little bit silly, isn't it?
There's a lot of food-related pop stars out there.
There is.
But I don't know, that's not always been the same, has it? I'm thinking back to youth, and you did sponsorship deals in Five with people like Pepsi, but yeah. you weren't claiming to have made Pepsi. Oh, we just made this fizzy drink.
No.
Were just sponsoring it.
Yeah, you get it, you sponsor it, and we had a Pepsi song.
But I don't remember any pop stars back in the day actually releasing food as opposed to records.
What was it? It was either One Direction. I think it wasn't. It was the other.
JLS. Yeah.
JLS had a weird collaboration with a brand, didn't they?
They did. Do you remember that, Tom?
No, I don't remember that.
It wasn't food, but although.
Let's look it up.
don't look it up.
It was protection.
It was.
Yeah. Protection. And there were different colours to match
and
the.
Flavors.
Each, yeah, different flavours, different colours.
Yeah,
because each JLS member had a colour that represented them, didn't they? Like yellow and orange and blue. And then they had different.
Yeah. It's progressed from that to food, isn't it?
Yeah, amazing. Wouldn't be surprised if we had a Rita Ora and Charlie Simpson off a Busted kind of duet at some point, because the loving between those two on The Masked Singer.
Yeah, no, I reckon
they
could collaborate.
She loved his voice.
Yeah.
She kept saying it's my favourite voice of all time. And you just think, actually, there's got to be a collaboration there. He's already dropped some songs on iTunes from the show as well. Angie said, talking to pop stars and associations with food, Spice Girls had chocolates, gum and Chupa Chup lollies.
Oh, I like a Chupa Chup.
But they were branding them, though. That was a brand association, like with you and Pepsi. We've just been looking at some pictures of you doing Pepsi adverts on Google.
It's so weird that to think, because I kind of forget that we've done a Pepsi thing, because I remember when you do a sponsorship deal with, like, obviously, when you're in collaboration with them at the time, you can't obviously be seen with Coca-Cola or anything like that. You've got to, every time you're seen. I mean, I've not seen Logan Paul or KSI without a prime drink in their hand for the last, but obviously they're founders of it. But I remember being offered, they said they'd send Pepsi, you know, like the big, what would you call that machine?
The vending machine.
Yeah, vending machine, yeah. We was all meant to get a vending machine with a lifetime, like...
How cool would that be?
Yeah, it would have been amazing. It never happened.
it never turned up
at my house.
I remember JLS products, never saw them, but I can imagine the conversation could go, which member of JLS do you want to imagine?
we were just saying this off air in the studio, it's...
I'm just going to go and get a Marvin.
Yeah, and I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Don't you go anywhere. Yeah, it's not. I think that was a foul, actually, from JLS. I don't think it's...
It was a bit weird,
wasn't
it?
It's a bit bad.
Yeah, okay. Right, Lewis Capaldi coming up, the pizza man on the way. Lizzo as well, about
the pizza
damn time.
Man.
He's the pizza man.
He is, yeah.
Lizzo, about damn time we get on for you as well, and we'll update news and travel next.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw, you're up to date.
Is the sun coming back at any time soon? It was beautiful yesterday.
Yes.
It is. Are you talking about you're saying in the summer it's going to come back? Like, I mean, in the next couple of days.
It's a no for that.
Really?
No.
I think it's going to rain on the weekend.
I'm not listening to your news anymore. It's going to rain at the weekend.
Listen to his news, don't listen to the weather.
Check my iPhone. I check my iPhone.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a wee storm coming at the weekend.
A storm? You upgraded it to a storm? This storm got a name?
I said wee storm.
Oh, wee storm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not, is it?
Yeah, it's wind. It's the big, you know, the iPhone wind symbol. It's wind.
Oh, that's not good.
Sun's back next Wednesday, everybody. Put it in your diaries.
Oh, that's
next
good.
Wednesday, the sunshine will be back. And 8 degrees. It is 10 degrees on Friday, though. That's quite warm.
It is. It's mild. It's just the conditions are not the best. And it's overcast as well.
Spring is coming. Summer's on the way. It's a good place to be. See, the problem when it's like this in October, you know that this is kind of what you've got and the dark evenings forever. At least now, you're looking forward to the spring.
The brightness is coming.
Yeah. It smells like a beer garden.
Light at the end of the season.
Yes.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott. Drive all night. Here we go. Radio Essex.
Just gone 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. It's Chris and Scott. Big drive home. Here till six tonight. Lizzo, About Damn Time on the way. First of all, let's kick this hour off with Lewis Capaldi. And Forget Me, it's Radio Essex.
Radio Essex.
It's Chris and Scott on the radio. Tuesday, big drive home until 6. Jojo on the radio coming up from 6. Freya Riding's on the show later on this week as well. Big shows with Joe. Details on that, we'll talk to him very soon. We have another wild thought from Scott.
Oh.
You've sent another voice note through.
Is this an old thing that I've sent through? Or is this, because I did send you through something today.
New one.
Oh, okay.
Is this what you sent through today?
Yeah, this was...
Okay. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. If you're new to the show, Scott every now and again sends a voice note through with, you know, ideas of things we can do on the show, but they're not always self-explanatory. Sometimes they're just musings from his own brain, like Toffee Apple.
Picture me in the Toffee Apple.
Doesn't get old, though.
5 years old.
And there's a gap. There's always a gap.
Picture me in the Toffee Apple.
1, 2, 3.
5 years old.
About a 3 second
gap. Is there always a gap?
It's always a 3 second gap, yeah.
Story for the radio.
1, 2.
Welcome to Luton.
Yeah. But welcome to Luton. There's two gaps in there.
Yeah.
Is that the one we're doing now?
This is a new one, yeah.
That one was, is that the new one?
This isn't, because I sent one today.
Oh, I've got today's one. This is. I think this we could do as a texter. Let's have a listen to Scott's brain from last night.
Got something. What did you do last night between 8 and 10? Chris Watford.
There's a theme here.
What? That's a ridiculous pause. We, like, nearly went off air.
Play that again.
Got something. What did you do last night between 8 and 10? Chris Watford.
It sounds like you're asleep. You picked up your phone, you've gone,
what did you do last night, 8 till 10? Chris Watford.
That's what it sounded like.
Right, okay, so let me explain myself.
You don't talk in sentences. You don't say, because Chris went to see Watford. You just go,
no, they're
Chris Watford.
They're reminders. They're quick reminders before I forget them. So basically...
So what do you want to do a texter about?
Right, so... We had very different evenings last night, as did anyone that's listening to the show now. So what I want people to do is, after we tell you what the differences our night were, just tell us what you were doing between the hours of 8 and 10. Not like
even if you were just watching telly?
Yeah, watching X programme, watching this.
Okay.
Just because, for example, this is why I thought of it as a texter. Last night I knew where you were because... Obviously, we spoke and you said you was, and I said, oh, good luck, Watford win. So I was checking the scores, even though I wasn't watching the football.
Yeah.
I woke up at 1:15 in the morning to check the final result of the football, because that's how much I care.
Thank you.
And...
Well, you could have watched the match.
Well, no, I was doing something else. And then at 2:15, I woke up with that thought of a texter, and I went to reach my phone. I was like, I'm going to wake my wife up by going... For the radio show. So I left it until the morning, and that was about 7 o'clock. I sent that this morning.
Okay.
So, for example, you were at Vicarage Road yesterday watching the football.
Yeah.
Right? You were from At 8 o'clock it started.
8 o'clock kick off.
And it would have finished at around 10.
Yeah, 10 past 10, I think I left the stadium. So, yeah.
So, in the hours that you were doing that, and you would have been having a very different experience to lots of other people.
Yeah.
I was sitting on my sofa in my kitchen, watching EastEnders. Like, we haven't watched it for a while, so I was catching up with EastEnders, drinking a cup of tea in pajamas.
Nice.
Whilst Kerry was standing next to me doing loads of ironing.
Okay.
She was just ironing and ironing and ironing clothes. And occasionally I got up and made her a coffee and sat back down. That's all I'd done yesterday. You were jumping up and down like a lunatic with your two boys.
So you're talking about specifically in the West Brom, Watford game. So 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. What were you doing last night, Tom?
I sat in bed, had my dinner, and then was taxi service for Steph when she finished work.
Oh, you did some Ubering last night. Oh, I love it. I'm doing some Ubering tonight.
Did you eat your dinner in bed?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's wrong with that? You sat in bed.
Under your sheets?
Not under the sheets.
So you sat on your bed.
You sat on the edge of your bed.
I sat over the sheets and ate my dinner.
What did you have?
It was a really nice... It's like a chicken and rice thing that my mum had made.
All right. Curry, nice. I think they call it.
No.
Wasn't a curry.
Not quite a curry.
Because he's probably not allowed the salt.
Was it just chicken and rice?
It was like chicken and rice, but it had like spices and stuff.
Curry. It's curry.
It's curry. It's a curry. They call that curry.
It sounds like curry to me.
Yeah. Well, it was like chicken, rice, and then there was just like, I don't know, like yellowy sauce. It was all mixed up together.
It wasn't yellow.
What about you? A1400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. What did you do last night, specifically between 8 and 10? And if it's just watching telly, tell us what you're watching. If you were out, tell us what you were doing. If you were driving home from work or whatever, you just tell us what you were doing between 8 and 10 last night.
I mean, you know, it's kind of, if you're a listener of the radio show all the time and you listen to Martin and Sue maybe in the mornings, this is like a peep show, but not in pictures, in words.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, get involved on the app, on the text. What were you doing last night between 8 and 10? It's Radio Essex, Joel Corry, Tom Grennan and Lionheart. This is Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Doing Scott's Wild Thoughts, the question he posed last night and this morning. He sent this through to producer Tom and it sounded exactly like this.
Got something. What did you do last night between 8 and 10?
Quick pause here while he gets his brain back.
Chris Watford.
So I went to Watford last night to watch the football between 8 and 10. So Scott was wondering, what has everyone else been doing
between 8 and 10
last night? Because he was at home watching EastEnders. Kerry was doing a bit of ironing. He was making coffees. He was entertaining the kids. You were eating dinner on your bed last night before going out to this Uber
curry.
It wasn't a curry, but it was chicken, rice and spices.
Curry.
Not a curry.
No curry.
Basil and Chris says playing Dungeons and Dragons. Wow.
I've not heard anyone say Dungeons and Dragons
since Wham were in the charts.
For a long time.
Danny on Canvey says, hi guys, I did some Ubering for the kids last night. As ever, no thanks for it though. I know. And they don't leave good ratings either.
No, they really don't.
I never get a rating. Aretha said, I was enjoying barbecue ribs at my mother-in-law's. She made them while we watched old episodes of Grey's Anatomy. Nice. Gary B says, we were watching The Last of Us and eating dinner, pie and mash.
In bed, Gary?
I doubt it. He sounds too classy for that.
Yeah, probably.
Vicky says, I was in bed watching Stacey Solomon's programme Sort Your Life Out with my 10-year-old boy.
That's a good programme, man. I've seen that.
I've not seen
it.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Between 8 and 10 last night, says Vicky, I had dinner, which I made just before 8. It was pasta bake, if you're interested. Then I washed up and washed and sterilised all the baby bottles. Then I went and got diesel and put air in my tyres before I drove to Cambridge today. Then went home and showered and went to bed. Pretty boring, says Vicky.
I mean, but we got every detail that happened.
All the details.
Like, we
didn't get what shower cream you used. But apart from that, I've got all the details.
Everything. Absolutely everything.
Evening, Chris and Scott. I was at dance class with other mums that my daughter's dance teacher set up, learning a street dance routine as a keep fit class, and it was definitely a shock to my body, said Vicky in Wickford. Thank you, Vicky. John's voice notes almost sound like your voice notes. Let's have a listen
but
to your
voice notes are in the morning when I'm very tired. John sent this
a minute ago.
4 minutes ago.
So this is your voice on a voice note.
Got something.
And then this is John's voice note.
I had my dinner.
just that bit there. Oh, I had my dinner. That, I mean, it literally sounds like one of your voice notes.
I had my dinner, and I was watching on YouTube ideas on how to use scrap wood for, you know,
big gap.
Stuff like, you know, making things out of. And that was about it. That was on YouTube. I don't really watch telly because it's all rubbish.
So right, what I love about this is all the stuff on the TV is boring, so I know what I'll do. I'll go on YouTube, I'll watch scrap wood that I can do stuff with. Brilliant, John. Love it.
John is a chippy, though, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
He makes stuff.
Out of scrap wood.
Scrap wood. That he finds off of the internet.
Can you make me something, John?
John, make us something. Why don't you make us some scrap wood? Just get it and go, it's already made.
If you can make something...
What do you want him to make? Right, I bet we got a Chris and Scott thing.
No, do you know what? This is off the top of my dome now, right? Yeah. I can't believe you said dome on the radio, but I want John to make us, like, out of wood, like a go-kart, like a car.
You want him to make us a car?
No, a car, yeah, because it's the big drive home. Yeah, and then I want it to say... I want him to scribe into the wood.
Wow.
Big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Battle key. I was going to go for a key ring.
No.
If you could do us a life-size car.
Not a life-size car. Like a little car.
Well, a go-kart. When are we ever going to use a go-kart?
No. Like, little.
We should do the soapbox challenge in Billericay.
What's that?
Yes, we should.
What is that?
Where they make cars out of...
We should.
Basically, scrap bits of wood.
Well, John's going to win, isn't he?
And then Have we not seen on... Have you not watched any on the telly?
No, I haven't watched TV for 2 years.
They are really good, aren't they? Soapbox challenges. Good. And they're basically cars made out of things like cardboard and stuff like that, and go-karts, basically.
So made out of cardboard, I'm not getting one of those.
And you get pushed at the beginning... And you have to do this course, which is all sort of downhill, and they all end up, the cars break and stuff.
It sounds dangerous.
You've never seen it on telly. I sit and watch it for hours. I think it's brilliant.
I think I've seen loads. The only thing I see someone like, what's his name? Freddie Flintoff in one, and it all went wrong.
That's what it is. It's a soapbox challenge. It's like pram wheels or go-kart wheels.
I don't want to do that.
You should do that with me. That would be funny. Look at all the text messages coming in.
John's back as well, but don't play it on the radio.
Right, it is 4:25. Big drive home. We'll do more of those in a bit. Kian DeCrow coming up as well, and we'll update the latest on the roads next. It's Kian DeCrow. And I'll be waiting. We weren't singing along, clapping.
You were doing a lot of clapping.
I was clapping. I was doing it like the end of a gig with everybody. Hands up. La, la, la. I was doing that.
You know all the words.
And you were singing it, and it was like we were in a band.
It was good.
What are we doing now? Oh, yeah, 4:34, Radio Essex. We're asking you, because of Scott's wild thoughts. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. We're asking you what you were doing last night between 8 and 10. We had John in the den. Just recap on John's voice note.
I had my dinner, and I was watching on YouTube ideas on how to use scrap wood.
Yeah, to make things. You know,
stuff. Like.
Yeah, making stuff.
Making stuff.
So we asked if he could maybe make us stuff.
Yeah, we wanted him to, because we thought he was a carpenter.
But I thought it was a chippy because he's making stuff out of wood. So I thought this was something he does. I was thinking of like maybe a key ring or a bookmark. You wanted a car.
No, not just like a miniature car.
A miniature
out of wood.
It's probably easier to make a big car than a miniature car.
Okay, make a big car then.
Make us a life-size car. John replied to your request.
All right, lads.
He also said he sounded tired.
Sorry, I'm just tired. I've had a busy week since Sunday's second day. no, I'm not a carpenter. I'm a gardener. The carpentry's just a thing that I do. I'm making myself a cross between a viola da gamba and a guitar.
What's a viola da gamba?
What is a viola da gamba? Is that like...
I believe it's a classical instrument.
All right.
What I like is because he doesn't do wood as an actual living and it's just a hobby, that's why it's a cross between a guitar and a viola da gamba, because...
It's a cross between a guitar and a plank of wood.
yeah, a plank of wood with a couple of strings.
It's more plank of wood.
It's a cross between a guitar and a bench.
What is it?
It's a slightly smaller cello, essentially.
So he's obviously made a guitar. It's a little bit bigger, and he's gone.
It's a viola da gamba.
That's exactly what I was going for. John, thank you so much, mate. Right, 4:36, big drive home. It's Tuesday, it's Chris and Scott with Jax Jones and Callum Scott. It's Whistle. 4:39, big drive home. What were you doing last night between 8 and 10? I didn't think this would take off so much, but it did. It came from your voice note that you sent this morning.
Something. What did you do last night between 8 and 10?
And then there was a big gap while you told everyone what I was doing.
Chris Watford.
Chris Watford.
Chris Watford.
So we were asking what you were doing last night between 8 and 10. Alan from Wigan said he was at work till 10 because he's on 2 till 10 this week.
Oh.
2 till 10, Alan. Colette says, hi, guys. Last night I cooked prawn and cod casserole.
Prawn and cod casserole?
From Simply Cook. I ate Lindt chocolates and watched Eastie's at, is that EastEnders?
It must be, yes.
I watched Eastie's and Love Island.
All the cool people called it Eastie's.
Eastie's and Love Island. Lots of love from Colette. Thank you, Colette. Paul Spencer, what about you last night?
Hi, guys. Between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. last night, I was teaching Wing Chun Kung Fu.
Ooh.
There you go.
What's that?
Wing Chun Kung Fu.
What's Wing Chun Kung Fu?
Let's find out.
Please do. John, did we finish John's message?
I don't have time to make anything else. I've got that problem I've got to deal with.
Oh, he's making
I'm not
his...
a carpenter, I'm a gardener. I haven't done carpentry. I'm just learning this all now.
Does he live in an aviary?
He might do.
There's always birds. Whenever John's...
Well, he's a gardener, isn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, it sounds like in some kind of...
I've had a busy week since Sunday's second day.
He could live in the forest.
Every time he sends a voice note, there's birds in the background.
The carpentry's just... thing that I do. I'm making myself a cross between a viola di gamba,
which is a small cello.
I don't
he's not going to make us anything.
I think he might come up trumps. I think
he's not going to make you a car.
Well, his guitar could end up looking like
a cross between a guitar and a car.
Yeah. Give it to us.
A car tar.
He lives on a boat. Yeah, I thought you said he lives on a boat.
Doesn't explain the birds. Well, I suppose he's outside.
Well, yeah, he is. Effectively, he's outside.
Yeah, but I knew he might be outside, but I didn't. Oh, he sent us a picture of a viola da gamba. Yeah, it's a small cello. Is this the one you're making? Oh, this is quite impressive.
I mean, oh, come on, John. Like, you're saying, I think you might be a carpenter. That looks very good.
Yeah, let us know. Dobbo, yeah, he lives on a boat. Yeah, everyone knows you. How does everyone know where John lives?
I'm very famous in Denji.
Yeah. 4:41, big drive home. Radio Essex, Mimi Webb and Red Flags. 4:48, big drive home. What were you doing between 8 and 10 last night? Scott was wondering because he was doing something normal, like watching EastEnders, making cups of coffee. Kerry was ironing. It was a family night in the Robinson's house.
Normal night.
Normal night. I was at the football, which I suppose is something different. Going to a football match on a Monday night at Vicarage Road. So I was there watching the Watford, which was also on the telly as well. Shelley, what were you up to last night?
Oh, I watched the first half of the Watford game. It scored by then, so it wasn't worth watching anymore.
Right, can I just stop you there? You turned it off when we'd scored.
Are you a West Brom fan?
You're a West Brom fan, Shelley.
And then after that, watched Maternal.
What's Maternal? It's not as good as the Watford West Ham game, surely.
There was four goals in the second half.
Yeah, you missed four goals. You only saw one in the first half. Dave said 6 till 10 yesterday. Only 8 till 10, but 8 till 10 yesterday. I was listening to JoJo on the radio. I had the option of watching Watford on the TV, but the quality just wasn't there. Maybe you should get a better telly.
Yeah, you probably haven't got HD.
Yeah.
And have you noticed, I'm assuming this is someone that knows Joe. Might be Joe's dad. JoJo on the radio.
It's calling JoJo on the radio. He's catching on.
Whoever.
I was going with J-O-J-O, not J-O-E-J-O-E. I thought JoJo, just J-O-J-O. JoJo. Like yeah. Yo-Yo, but JoJo.
Yeah, it could work. I think it does work.
His next photo shoot could be with him playing with a yo-yo, and it just could be JoJo Yo-Yo.
But I don't know where your head's gone there, but that is not a...
JoJo's yo-yo. He should get some promotional yo-yos and then every now and again go, you've just won a JoJo yo-yo. Yay! And all those crowds cheering. That'd be amazing.
He's not looking amused.
He's not listening to us.
Oh, he's not listening now.
No, they're not listening.
That's a bit rude. Hey!
We're talking about you on the radio.
Our window, so we've got a big studio window. It's like a massive piece of glass, but it's triple glazed for soundproofing.
But they're just having...
But Joe's desk is literally on the opposite side of our window.
We're talking about you on the radio.
Scott's currently banging on the window.
Have you not got a radio? Oh, turn your radio on. That's it. Turn the radio on.
How rude.
Turn off heart and listen to
us. We are talking about you on the radio. Saying how good you are, saying that you've got, like, guests on. Really, really positive stuff.
And I suggest that you should have a promotional item that you give away on your show. A yo-yo. Can you see where this is going? Jojo, yo-yo. Yeah.
That's very good. Good idea.
I don't know what that hand gesture means, but thank you.
He was playing with a yo-yo.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Of course he was. Pink. Radio Essex, wrapping up what you were doing last night. It's not something we do regularly. This is just something Scott wanted to do, what you were doing last night between 8 and 10. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been
real
fun.
Insight in your life. Joe says, hi, I was at Pizza Hut at festival for my daughter's 29th birthday. Then we went to pick up my dad from hospital after his foot operation. And we've been sent a picture of his foot that has been operated on. It's got pins inside the foot.
Yeah, but you know what is disturbing, right? What? It's that I thought I was opening the picture because the picture starts as very small, so you can't see it. And then if you want to open it, you open it and it's a bigger picture.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a picture of a birthday cake or a pizza.
It's not.
It's not. It's a picture of
a foot with operations, bandages, needles and pins.
Yeah,
and whilst listening to Pink singing Never Gonna Not Dance Again, I'm thinking this person's never going to walk again.
I don't think he's ever going to dance again on that foot.
It's not going to work. Steve said I was at the driving range playing a virtual nine holes. What's a virtual nine holes? How do you do that on a driving range?
Sorry.
What's the matter?
That's something I would say.
What?
The song and then his foot. It's just an operation.
Yeah, I know. But I was just listening to Pink singing She's Never Gonna Not Dance
Again.
I'm
sure he'll be fine.
And I'm looking at that foot. I'm sure that he's going to walk again. That's why he's had an operation. But it's gonna be fine. I'm not a doctor, but that looks like
I'm not a doctor.
You've been fixed there. I think that's
what they were listening to. So never get out this.
It looks like a good foot. The other one looks good.
It looks like a good foot. That's right, Chris, just carry on digging. You're nearly out the other side.
The other one looks fine. No, that looks like it's obviously been fixed. It's a fixed foot.
Yeah, it looks very fixed.
It's all sorted out now. It's got plaster on it, everything. Shelley, what you got for it? Oh, yeah, Shelley was the one that watched the first half of the Watford game, but then didn't finish watching it.
No, my husband's a Watford fan, not me. But you made me feel a bit guilty last week when you said that your wife had sat and watched the football with you. So I thought I'd better put myself out and watch some of it. But to be honest, I preferred the other programme that I was watching at 9 o'clock. Don't really like football.
My wife doesn't really like football.
Shelley's... There's more than one Watford fan in Essex.
There's lots of them.
Yeah, my accountant's a Watford fan. Your uncle's a Watford fan. Shelley's husband's a Watford fan.
There's one in America, that's Elton John.
Elton John's a Watford fan. Do you know a Watford
Rebecca
fan?
Rebecca Dundon
used to do our news as a Watford fan. She does weekends sometimes. She's a Watford fan.
I think that's all of them.
And Elton, did you say Elton John?
Elton John, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much it.
Yeah, that is all of them.
The reason I say this is because last night, coming home from the Watford match, you know they do that thing where it's night time, so they just shut lanes on the motorway for a giggle. And all the red lights on, so you have to keep going into one lane and then it goes back to three lanes and one lane out. Well, they did that last night and the A12, the Brook Street was shut, and then the next junction was the 127 and they closed the M25. Fixing that bit, so you had to come off at the A127 roundabout and then back onto the M25 the other side.
Yep.
So not a massive problem, but it's 20 to midnight and I'm literally sat in traffic in a traffic jam as everyone moves into one lane. It's quite weird to be in a traffic jam at 20 to midnight on a Monday night on the M25. And then as I drove past cars on the A127, just noticed a couple of yellow shirts on people. I was thinking there's other people that have just come from the same Watford match as me.
So maybe driving back into Essex. More fans into Essex than you thought.
I think there's probably Watford fans listening to us right now. It's weird.
Oh, it's doubtful now.
It's weird. Well, Shelley's husband. News and travel coming up next at 5, and also the A to Z of music. We'll do more of that as well just after 5.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Just imagine this show tonight. It's all 6 till 7. Yeah, travel news this 7 o'clock. What, 7 at 7? And at 8 o'clock he goes, we're just going to play some hits now.
That's exactly what he's going to say.
More music, less chat. Here's an hour of back-to-back hits.
Here's 45 minutes of back-to-back hits. I'll chat to you in 45 minutes.
Yeah, and then I'll do 15 minutes of content, then I'll go for another 45 minutes of back-to-back hits.
Are Liverpool going to win?
Is he looking? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think they've got a chance, but it's...
Where is it, Anfield or...?
Stevie doesn't know.
Where is it? Joe? Is it in Anfield? Or is it in Spain? Home. It's Anfield. They've got a chance.
Yeah.
I think they can beat anyone at Anfield.
Well, struggled this season, but...
I will ring Joe. I'll keep him up to date with the scores. I'll send him texts. Voice notes.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Seems like a nice time to play this.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3.
And it's live!
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex BOTA, Eliza Rose, Baddest of Them All. It's Chris and Scott, big drive home for Tuesday. We're talking about Champions League tonight. It's Real Madrid against Liverpool. We're wondering if it's on the telly. Let's go to our sports reporter, Dennis.
It's Dennis here, your resident sports reporter.
Hello, mate.
Just to let you know, the Liverpool game is on the television tonight on BT Sport.
Good knowledge.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, mate. Good work.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3, and it's live.
It sounds like him.
Evening, chaps. It's Dennis here.
He's got a good voice for a sports commentator. Dennis, thank you very much for... Do you remember we interviewed... And it's live. We interviewed him at the beginning we interviewed him right at the beginning of the season.
We did.
We should play... At the end of the season, we should replay that interview because he was going, yeah, I think Arsenal might do well. I think this might happen. I think that might happen. It'd be quite cool to see how his... Maybe not on the radio. Maybe we'll do it as a podcast. But to see how his interview went.
Yeah.
And see how the season went and what he predicted. We might look into that. Tommy's writing it down now, so that won't happen. Right, 12 minutes after 5, Dermot Kennedy's Kiss Me. Dermot Kennedy, Kiss Me. It's 5:15, big drive home. It's Radio Essex. The four-day week seems to be working. I read a report that most of the companies that tried it, say experimented it, said we would never go back.
It's working for me.
Of course it's working for you. Yeah, you are Mr. 4 Day a Week on Radio Essex. Makes workers happier.
I'm happy.
Yeah. It makes businesses richer. I don't see the money. Do you see the money Tom does? Are we richer because he only does 4 days a week? I suppose it's cheaper.
Yeah. No comment.
Comment? Okay. So the world's largest trial has worked. It knocks 20% off the work hours, obviously, because it's 4 days a week, not five. And has meant employers took 65% fewer sick days. 57% fewer staff quit in the last year that were on this trial. Burnouts and stress are reduced during the 6 months trial as well.
Because when I was doing the extra 3 hours...
Yeah. Were you burnout and stress?
Yeah, taking it up to, 15 hours a week.
You were doing 15 hours a week, I mean...
The stress...
It's what I'm doing at the moment.
It was up to here, mate. It was up to here.
I'm on that. I'm living that life. Welcome to my world.
I'm so sorry for you. I mean...
I had a hair transplant.
I mean, I do want to clarify that. Yeah. I mean, I do have all stuff. I don't just sit there on a Friday going, oh, this is nice being a guy. And I've actually got a few other jobs.
It works. Burnout and stress also reduced, and company revenue increased by 1.4% on average. So this show used to make £10, it now makes £11.40.
We're doing well. We're doing really well. Incredible. Now.
We've got a couple of listeners that we speak to quite regularly, and they call themselves 4 day a week, blah blah, there's and 3 day a week, blah blah.
One person at least that does 3 days.
3 day a week.
That's showing off, isn't it?
But where was the trial? Why haven't we? Where's why?
Hang on, can I just say I don't want it as a trial.
What?
You're
the trial.
I'm the trial. Yeah, I like it.
Thank you for doing that to save us having to do it because it might not
that's
work.
That's why they're paid.
I'm sure Radio 1 did it once, didn't they? They just went 4 day a week, and then had a weekend line up on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you would have had sort of Ross and John doing breakfast on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Imagine.
And then Mikey doing our show Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just do this.
You might be talking yourself out of a job, Chris.
Yeah, that's true. So let's stick to doing 5 days a week. 18 minutes after five, Chris has got Big Drive Home. Metro booming on the way with Creeping, and we'll get into this afternoon's A to Z of music as well. Hold on. The weekend, Metro booming and Creeping is Chris and Scott, 5:26. It's a weird song, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't want to know if you have an affair. Just don't tell me.
Yeah, it's a very weird song.
Keep it on the low.
Keep on the... Just don't tell me. Just, I don't want to know. It's fine.
Crack on. Just, you know, not here.
Doesn't he say, at one point, check into a hotel?
Lodge. Yeah, go to a travel lodge or something. I'll pay.
Yeah.
Just don't do it here.
It's weird.
Anyway, 5:26, Big Drive Home. We are looking for somebody to end the show tonight, and that person... I know this is crazy. I'm going to come closer to say this. That person... could be you. I know that is weird.
We can't just willy-nilly let someone else send the show. We've been doing it a while.
We can. We can do that. Because it's Chris and Scott, it's me and you, Tom, producer Tom, and you. There's four of us in this relationship.
Yeah, there is, yeah. How would they do that? There's no, if there was a device that they could do it on.
Just do it on the app. You send us a voice note if you want on the app.
Voice note on the app. Clever.
Say something like, I don't know, how would you end a show? Because it's Tuesday and we finished it, mate. Completed it?
Because they completed it,
mate. Yeah, Tuesday, completed it, mate. You could say those words.
They would be good words.
Tuesday, completed it, mate. In any style you want.
Any style.
And we could use your voice because it's Chris and Scott. Stevie does the news. Got the guy on the travel, we got Tom producer, and then there's you. So that's the crew. That's the crew. That's how we are here. So you need to do something as well, otherwise it's a little bit.
Otherwise you're being paid for nothing.
A little bit take.
Are they getting paid? Are they getting paid?
They don't get paid.
Otherwise you're listening for nothing.
Exactly. So yeah, get in touch. Well, if they win prizes.
What?
But you Tom might not want.
Tom, is there any prizes?
No, we're not giving away anything. JoJo's got yo-yos. JoJo's yo-yos.
We're sorting
from 7 tonight.
We're sorting that.
JoJo's yo-yos. That's definitely going to happen. So get your voice notes in now. Tuesday, completed it, mate. And we'll take those on the app. And it's really easy on the app because you can download that via your mobile phone communication device and go to, like, I don't know, the shop and say, I would like to buy the Radio Essex. It's free.
It's free.
I'd like to have the Radio Essex app, please. Type in Radio Essex, Bosch app. On there, voice note, Tuesday, completed, mate. Bosch, send on the radio just before 6 tonight. How easy
Star
is that?
Of the show.
How easy is that? Here's Tom Grennan now. 5:31. All these nights, Tom Grennan. Pancakes tonight.
How'd you have your pancakes, Chris?
Jif lemon. Bit of lemon. No, I don't really like lemon. Nutella and bananas is a favourite option in my house.
I do not like Nutella, I know.
What?
I don't like it. I don't eat crisps and biscuits and anything anyway, but I cannot stand.
What do you have in yours?
I don't like pancakes.
Okay.
I don't. When I was a kid, I'd have lemon and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like pancakes.
Got me Jif lemon. What about syrup? Golden syrup?
No. It's quite thick.
Yeah, sometimes sugar. I like, I do like Nutella and banana and then just wrap it around, like a wrap.
That's then, it's not nice. Good for you. The only good part of that is the banana.
Yeah, it's not good for you. It's not supposed to be good for you. No one's cooking healthy pancakes. A little bit of sugar, a little bit of flour, a little bit of eggs.
Someone out there.
And a salad.
There's someone out there doing.
Do you know what I saw on
alternative pancakes?
I'll tell you what I saw. Don't tell anyone. It was on with Gethin this morning, our morning life. Like a bit of Gethin in the morning. Kind of. He's there. He's like on the telly going, all right, morning, guys. Here's a pancake recipe. And I'm like, I'm taking notes. Got my notebook. They said about getting a baking tray, get your pancake mix, fill the bottom of the baking tray, probably about. Not much more than a packet of cards kind of depth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you just chuck in bits of chocolate chips.
Yeah.
And then grate an orange over it, like the zest of an orange.
Yeah.
Chocolate orange pancake pudding dish.
Why wouldn't you just, instead of using normal chocolate, use Terry's chocolate orange?
You could make it more orangey.
And then you've
you've really like got orange.
Yeah, he could do that. What about you, Tom? What do you have?
He's not allowed milk. He's not allowed
pancakes
chocolate.
Pancakes don't work for you, do they?
He has them like the air.
What do you have on your pancakes?
I would have had like some chocolate spread, some like bananas,
yeah,
some honey.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, all good the stuff, things stuff. You can't have, Tom.
I can have honey.
Oh, just have some honey. Just have a teaspoon of honey or something.
Yeah.
Does Stevie have pancakes?
Helps the medicine go.
Stevie, is it Scotty? Would you have porridge on your pancake? What do you have for pancakes?
Haggis.
No, I have haggis in a flight, though.
You deep fry your pancake, don't you?
You do.
No, but I would absolutely try that. I just have a wee bit of butter. I
don't just like, a little bit of butter
just
on it.
Yeah. Butter.
I don't like when people have pancakes and there's berries and cherries and.
Yeah.
No. A wee bit of butter.
It's not supposed to be healthy, is it? Don't try and make it healthy.
Do you like Jif lemon?
No. And I don't like the maple syrup and that either. No. A wee bit of butter.
So in America, they do it with like rashers of bacon, don't they?
Yeah. And you get it for breakfast when you're in America,
and,
don't you?
And what do they call it? It's maple syrup, is it?
Yeah, maple syrup. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of maple syrup. No. Don't they do that at McDonald's? Don't they do morning, they do pancakes at McDonald's, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
The kids have them sometimes.
I just don't know how people can eat that at 8 in the morning.
I'm going to crack into one tonight. Love a pancake.
No, I don't want to offend any Americans, but that's absolutely rotten.
Well, we have quite a few Americans listening to us, so I don't really know why, but we do.
We do. They like America.
The A to Z of music.
Oh, yes. It's been rudely interrupted by a jingle to remind us that we must do this before the show finishes.
Because at the moment we're talking about pancakes.
Yes, it's the A to... And it went a bit flat, didn't it?
Yay!
Anyway, A to Z of music is all about today. We're looking for artists beginning with the word B from this genre.
Tuesday. Rap stars and DJs.
We are looking for.
Okay, so we could have.
Beginning with B.
Bastille?
No.
Because that's a rock band.
I thought that was a DJ. Okay, fine.
No.
What about.
Oh, you should always do this.
Oh, it's hard.
Biggie Smalls.
That is a good one.
Versus. A DJ beginning with B. Bruce Forsyth.
I can't think of one.
Who is there a DJ and a rap star beginning with B?
There is a DJ, Bicep, but
I think Bicep's going to be probably the most requested.
Yeah.
Across Essex.
Benny someone?
Oh yeah, Benny Blanco.
Yeah, I'll
Busta Rhymes.
That. Yeah.
B.O.B. Baby D. Becky Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's loads on there.
Someone's just Betty Benassi. That.
Becky Hill's not really a DJ.
No, she's
though.
Not really.
Yeah, but she does dancey tunes, I'll accept it.
Yeah, dance. David Guetta's a B, so a D, so we'll come to
do that in a couple of weeks' time.
Get your suggestions in now on the text, 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. Dance and DJs, that's what we're looking for. Beginning with B, let us know what you want to hear, and we'll get yours on before 6 and also put them forward to the ultimate A to Z of music. You can do that right now. It's Radio Essex on the big drive home for a Tuesday. Something's supposed to happen, because it went up in my voice, didn't it? It was like, I went, on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. You know, that same yesterday, about the same time.
It was about the same time. Big drive home, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Rap stars and DJs.
On the A to Z of music, we're looking for rap stars, DJs, beginning with the letter B, to go forward to be the ultimate artist of the letter B in our A to Z of music. So yesterday we did solo artists, and the winner was Bruno Mars.
It was. Against today, Beyonce, wasn't it?
Yeah. Against Beyonce. And today we are doing rap stars and DJs, beginning with the letter B. So, got loads of votes in.
Lots of Bass Hunter.
Surprised how many there were.
Baby
actually.
D was a big one on there. Becky Hill, was we accepting that?
No, she's a dance artist. I think she does some dancey tunes. There was loads on there, but thank you very much for all those. I don't know why, but they've literally disappeared from my screen, so I can't give you a mention. BB Rex, this was all yesterday. Morning Boys, it's all answers to Ross and John's rhyming celebrity name game.
Yeah, it's glitched that.
There you go. Bass Hunter, there we are. Thank you very much. Bicep as well. Oh, there's loads of people actually said Bicep. Gentlemen, you've made my evening. It has to be Bicep. The track is Glue, which is a massive banger. I don't get to listen to you very often, but when I do, it's always a great show. Thanks in advance. From Al in South Ockenden. Is Al a first-time texter to our show?
He might.
He is. He is.
Chris and Scott's first time texter. For the first
time. Thank you, Al, South Hockingdon.
Welcome
to
the show.
Could be Alison, could be Al. I don't know, but welcome to the show. Thank you very much. But Bicep only got your vote and Tom's. Didn't quite get through. Maria went big nasty. Bass Hunter come in quite a lot. As did you say, Baby D, Busta Rhymes, Benny Benassi was in there as well. But these are the two that had the most votes tonight. If you want to hear Baby D, let me be your fantasy. Put Baby D forward for the letter B on the A to Z of music. Text the word baby.
It's a good song, this.
8395, no, 81400. Just about to give Capital's text number away.
Oh, my goodness.
Text Capital on 83958. And let them know you want to hear Baby D. See how that goes down. Or text us, 81400.
But the word
it's been about 13 years since I've given that text number away. I wouldn't understand why I would have done that just now. Anyway, and Baby in your message box. Grab us on the app as well if you want to hear Baby D. Let me be your fantasy. I can't wait to hit play on this. This is my one. This is the one I want.
Go on.
This is Biggie Smalls.
Oh. Yeah, I've changed my mind. This is I want this to win.
Is good. Text Heart and tell them you want to hear Biggie. Hypnotize and see what happens. So that would work, wouldn't it?
It would work.
81400, put the word Biggie and put Baby if you want to hear Baby D. Biggie if you want to hear Notorious B.I.G. And we will play the winning tune just before 6 tonight. I'm starving.
Oh, I'm pretty hungry.
I'm starving, starving, starving. For your pancakes. So you're missing out, Jojo, on the radio 6 o'clock tonight. Biggest Liverpool fan in the world. You're missing out the Liverpool match and pancake night. You are living the dream, aren't you?
Do you know what? I'm a little bit ashamed, to be fair. I just discovered like an hour ago that it's pancake day today.
What? Listen, don't be ashamed because I'd forgot as well.
I forgot and I was talking to Jack as well. And he'd forgot as well. So I didn't make any pancakes this morning. So I'm literally going to go back to my flat after this show at 10 o'clock at night and make pancakes.
You're 10 o'clock, you're going to knock yourself up some pancakes.
Yes.
Tossing pancakes at 10 o'clock on your own in your flat.
Yep.
Wow, what a life. What a life.
Do you like the thin ones, like the British pancakes, or do you like the thick American ones?
The thicker ones, if I'm going to do what I said earlier with the chocolate bits in it and grating an orange zest over the top to make a chocolate orange pancake.
It's too much.
But normal pancakes, no, I'm just happy. I heard Martin and Sue say this morning about pancake mix. We do a bit of both. We've got some pancake mix and I'll make some
pancake mix.
Why do you
need pancake mix?
Because it's easy.
Flour,
eggs and milk.
I know, and we do both. But the kids like to do one and they don't like making it, so they do that. And then I make my own.
Your kids are not kids anymore.
Well, they're not even in.
They were in the other day. They were both like, oh, I'll make you an awesome.
they were in here last night, weren't they?
They don't need pancake mix.
No, but I don't think they're in. I think Karen's out tonight, cinema. I think Harry's...
So you're going to eat pancakes in
Sam,
your pancakes?
You should do what I do and make them at 10 o'clock at night.
I think this is the first time ever that we're not... it's a family pancake night. It's not. I think it's the first night ever.
That
like Harry's like, oh, no, I'm a gym mate. And I'm like, we've got pancakes. No, I'm at gym.
Post-workout pancakes.
Like, Karen, you go, no, cinema tonight. And then Sam's like...
I'm so glad you didn't go, no, I'm at cinema tonight. Because I've been bad.
Sam was like, I'm at girlfriend's. And I was like, is it just me?
He's having pancakes.
Yeah, they're
having
pancakes.
They're all having pancakes. They'll be doing pancakes at where Karen's going. It's cinema.
They do pancakes.
Popcorn.
Same.
So, yeah, maybe I'll be 10 o'clock at night as well by the time they all come home.
Yeah. By the time football's finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
You going to watch that?
Yeah, of course I am.
I'm not even a Liverpool fan,
I'm watching it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going around my mate Rob's to play pool and watch football.
You having pancakes at Rob's?
You can have pancakes together.
No, beer.
Pancake mix.
Beer. And I've got to go see Harry at the gym.
Yeah. So on your show tonight, what kind of a mix of music if we go to see
mix very clever mix. Yeah,
what was the mix of music
or is it going to be a little
well I don't
flat.
Use a mix I use my own like I don't use a pancake mix.
What are you using tonight? What kind of mix is going on tonight?
The normal mix, I guess you could say.
The better music mix.
The best music mix.
The batter music mix.
Wow.
I'm really glad that this is nearly over.
The batter music mix.
With Jojo on the radio.
Why don't you play songs that are also pancake toppings?
What? And what pancake toppings are they?
Sweet like chocolate.
So just that.
Maroon 5, Sugar.
Any more?
Lemon. Maybe George Ezra did a song called Lemon. It wouldn't surprise me.
Watermelon Sugar.
Watermelon Sugar. Yeah, there's one.
Who has just watermelon on a pancake?
81400, put the word Essex in front of your message. Plan his show for him. Songs that have that are pizza that are pancake toppings.
What's on Joe's?
We could have done this.
Banana Rama.
What's on Joe's pancake?
No, I think the song's better. Banana Rama. Blueberry Hill from off of the 60s or maybe the 50s.
I don't.
We'll play those out. All the hits.
Yeah.
All the hits. Yeah.
Chocolate. Sweet like chocolate.
Tom's
got one.
I think it's the 40s, Blueberry Hill.
40s. Thank you, Tom. I don't know my 40s music as much as I
Tom
should.
Tom does, though.
Probably got
I
it
think
on the
you
system,
can
man.
Have an amazing
yeah.
show.
Yeah, it's going to be good, yeah.
Baby cakes. I love this pancake.
It's got to be a song about pancakes, isn't it?
I'm surprised George Ezra hasn't done a song about pancakes and lemons.
I bet he has somewhere. It'll sound exactly like the other ones. I love my pancakes. I am a complete disgrace.
Anyway, you're coming up hot 7 at 7.
Yep.
On the radio from 7.
Be a hot 8 at 8 at this point.
You're going to be eight. You're going to. What time's kickoff?
8.
Yeah, I would do 45 minutes non-stop at 8, 45 minutes non-stop at 9.
We could do 10 minutes in between.
Yeah. 10 minutes, 15 minutes of chit-chat in between 45 minutes of non-stop music twice.
Yep.
Crack on with that.
Good idea.
Ace of Music, the winner tonight. Oh, we're really over, sorry.
That's what I said, it's going to be the hot 8 at 8. At
Tom just gave up. Tom moved back and just leant up against the window.
I'm so sorry, I just saw the time. The Liverpool game's finished.
You lost 4-0.
The winner tonight against Biggie Smalls was Baby D, Let Me Be Your Fantasy. So we'll end with that. Closing the show tonight is Nadine. And we'll see you tomorrow from 3. Jojo on the radio, have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
It's Nadine, it's the brains of the operation. It's Tuesday the 21st of February. It's my birthday, not that you care. Completed it, mate. Bosh.
It's time.
The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.